Don't plan it. Don't wait for it. Just let it happen. Could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
This is not a secret message. I'm not trying to tell you something wrapped up in so much paper that you can't see its form. It is obvious, just from glancing at it, but I can't just tell you. Because some things require multiple frequencies. This is an information transfer. It is the construction of a shared path through the thicket of interactive incoherence. A way to open a way between us that isn't just the acceptance of certain facts. If you were here, in the studio, I would tell you with my affect, my eyes, my gestures, and perhaps a few nods. I like talking because there are so many opportunities for intonation and to add punctuation. But I am not there with you, so this is the way I have to tell you. This is the way I reach out to build a bridge between us. Maybe you get it. Maybe it isn't time yet. But when you get it, we can share in the familiarity of our minds. I believe we'll both be better for it. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Reform Radio, and the name of the show is Fast and Loose.
Oh, here we go. don't need and didn't before. It's okay, you've done it before. It's okay. And it's okay that no one cares about you, and no one cares about me. 'Cause what is care anyway? I don't know, who's to say? The more I think about it now, I'm just a book you throw away. 'Cause you don't know what I'm about, yeah, you don't know. And you don't care, and that's okay. Doesn't matter either way, I'm just a book you throw away. Here I go.
Yeah, that's different. DJ Mix is different from RD Main. Anyway, that was Care by Hannah Vu, and an apt reflection of my current situation. As you know, hockey fans, Penguins in the playoffs for the first time in like 4 years. And we're down 2-0 to a supremely inferior Flyers team. Not just this Flyers team, but all Flyers teams inferior to the Pens. I believe that the left side of Pennsylvania always going to be better. And to that, and I got to remind a listener here, Rick Tocchet, the coach of the Flyers, instrumental in the first two Penguins Cups in the 90s. He's a great guy. And he was also a great coach for the Penguins for a long time, a part of the other two Cup runs in the mid-2000s, those early Crosby Cup runs. Okay, anyway, all right. I'm also going to tell you this because I know everyone who listens to this show, like personally. Not like I know you. I know that I know like a politician knows a constituency. I just know you because I have your phone numbers and I've talked to you. I'm breaking in a new pair of jeans. And they are very rough. I don't know what happened. I always wash all my clothes after I buy them because I do buy into the idea that you know, the clothes are gross. Any new clothes are gross. I washed them, and I'm hanging them to dry too, because I'm also turning my basement into sort of a sweatshop type scenario, and I'm running now a drying cable across the back of my across my basement. It's like this retractable thing, and I do that, and then when you hang all the hooks on it, you basically can't, like, go into that room. It's great. I have found that, yeah, it's... with clothes, if you don't dry them, they're just stiff, and you gotta really break them in. So I've been, like, doing all kinds of, like, tumbles and rolls and stretches and stuff. And then that's also brought up another matter where I've had to use a little bit of Body Glide. And I tell you this, again, because... Today's really, if anything, Body Glide Tuesday in the city of Boston. You know, not just those of us breaking in pants, but also those whom ran the marathon yesterday, which I would love to just shout out for a second. An excellent field, a great day to run too. One of those, like, it's freezing cold, but then when you start running, you like hit that equilibrium. Really great. Really great to see. I was not there. I watched it on TV, even though I live here. I was more preoccupied with Paul Revere and the revelation of the Sarah Bradley Fulton statue over in Medford Town Hall, which Laura Duggan, like, you, it's great. Like, absolutely. Just by the sheer will of a woman that I know in Medford, this Sarah Bradley Fulton statue now exists. And it's an awesome statue. And it's she was a freaking spy for the Revolutionary War. And you're talking about, like when Washington came to, like, visit the colonies when he got elected president. I guess there were states. Well, I don't know. I don't exactly know when we became states. Because it wouldn't have been exactly right after the Revolutionary War, I don't think. Visited, I guess, the territories of the United States. Then, United States. All right. That's the answer. Comes to, like, Boston. And then goes to Medford specifically to meet Sarah Bradley Fulton. And it is, like, once you hear the story, you're like, yeah, this woman should be celebrated. Considering, too, I drive or bike down Fulton Street every day. Sarah Bradley Fulton, awesome. Awesome, like, bronze statue, too. She kind of has this, like, looking up, defiant look in her eyes. Just, like, one hand on the hip looking up. It's like, oh, yeah, this is who should be representing our city. 100%. So that was great. But also, as you know, I write a correspondence to Paul Revere, so I had to go to the Medford Square thing. But also, I'm going to say this too. As someone who hasn't been running a ton, but like a decent amount, like, well, I don't know, not a ton. I think I got some gas in the tank from watching the marathon, which always happens. I mean, the first time I ever concluded that I ever wanted to run a marathon was watching the Boston Marathon. So it's great. And we're doing great. And that poem at the beginning, that one was by me. So I'll see you out there.
I don't even have the guest room yet. How can I expect to die like that? With space that's shared and rent that's due, when it's still my turn to vacuum. Lived past my first slide in the dirt. Never thought my 20s could come. I've talked to many friends down over the phone. Not to meet up at our next milestone. If
Okay, yeah, I cut that in. I cut that in maybe a little too fast, but you know, I wanted to talk to you. Reviews of the Paul Revere running through Medford. Number one, it came to my realization that I think a lot of the traffic that gets upset that it gets stopped. So if you're on Salem or Forest Street going southbound, you get stopped because Paul Revere has to make an illegal left turn. And I just like wonder at what point as a society we were like, you can't turn left from Main Street onto High Street. You can't turn left. And whether or not when they decided that traffic pattern, somebody at the city council meeting was like, what's Paul Revere going to do every year? How are we going to protect the sanctity of this reenactment if that left turn becomes illegal? A lot of fun. And I doubt anybody brought that up, but I am not guaranteed the first person to think that that's like, this is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one right here. But the reenactor guy does a great job. And then this year specifically mentioned that he spends too much time in Medford and had to like bolt out of there. And I do have to say, Paul Revere's The Draw. They read the Longfellow poem, which maybe I should read. I'm not going to do it. You know the poem. That's a great idea. That would have been a great idea. All right, I'll write that down in my brain for next year. They read the poem, and he basically like left halfway through the poem, and then people were just like, "Well, the horse is gone." And I think it's a lot of people. I say people, it's kids. My kids there. I like watched the magic ride off westward towards Arlington, and they were like, "Well, what are we sitting here for in the cold? If I'm not going to see a man on a horse, what is all this for?" And then the joke too was on them because right after that, they were just like, "Hey, it's the 250th anniversary. So here's like a bunch of cake." So they got to like sit on the curb and eat cake, which they're for. Anyway, and then we went to the Classic Cafe, a Medford staple that nobody knows about, that exists in Glenwood. That is a really fun cash only breakfast place that has like really good pancakes. And it's just great. It's just great to go there. I think sometimes in my like millennial brain, I think that unknown restaurants have this sort of like secret, oh no, it's awesome. Like it's just unknown and it's awesome. But it's just like unknown. And actually the draw of this place is it's like you can walk here. Anyone in Glenwood could walk here. We took our Christmas card picture there too, to those of whom receiving Christmas cards from us. And if you would like a Christmas card from me, from my family, you know, go ahead and call in 855-915-WMFO or text me, because I guarantee the four people listening to this show have my number. So if you're not getting a Christmas card from us, I'd like to change that. We're high distributors on the Christmas card. Really with no, you know, with no sort of expectation we're getting any back. We're high distributors. What is that in like animal biology, insectology, etymology? That's just ants. Is etymology all, but it's just ants? It's entomology. Etymology is words. Entomology might just be ants. And it's like you kind of just do like the scattershot method of procreation where you're just like, we're going to do like, it's like tadpoles and frogs versus like whales. And it's not just like a mammal thing because there's other things. But if you know about that, call us at the studio at the aforementioned number and set me straight. God, I'm so mad about the pens. I'm so mad. And I'm even madder, too, because my friend in Australia texted me that Pittsburgh hasn't won a playoff game in any sport since 2018. And that made me so mad. I was like, what are you... I woke up and that's basically the first thing I saw, and it made me so mad. So thanks, Eric. Thank you. I'm going to see you in a couple weeks. Thank you. Thanks for that. Okay. All right. We're both you and me, the one listener, we're going to get over it until Wednesday when there's another game. Ah. We'll be right back. Hey, why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes. Because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts, to learn more, just search... I don't know why I said Massachusetts. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Get your soil tested because there's a lot of lead. There's a lot of lead. Pretty much right after the colonial times, they're like, we're leading this ground. We're getting the lead in there, and that's the freaking deal. It's free. You can send it off to the University of Massachusetts in just some bags. Get into some bags of dirt. I know this because Molly just took the local gardening class from the Medford Library. Her main feedback note is that the person who taught it, master gardener, super knowledgeable, kind of assumed that a lot of people had a lot of land with which to work with, and that's not the case. We're like, we got these little spaces, little things. And that brings me to last night I was reading. I have a grapevine that sort of sadly grows in my side yard, which I don't love. And I don't love that whole side yard thing. So if anybody wants to just look at my side yard and come up with some ideas, I would love that. I had this idea. I'm going to move it to the back and I'm going to grow it up the side. We have this this weird structure. Not weird structure. It's like a U-shaped pole on two sides. And it was a clothesline, which I think we're going to put back into service because of my affirmation statement. I'm going to grow the grapevine up the thing, and I'm going to make like a trellis situation with the grapevine and sort of, you know, to sort of have future me, maybe 10 years from now, resting beneath the leaves of my grapevine in sort of this little cocoon type trellis situation. A vined trellis I think would be a lot of fun. I wouldn't be able to use it for clothes. But I think that would be really great, you know, resting upon the growth of this vine, resting underneath the growth of this vine. I think it would be great. And over the course of my dreams last night, the vine grew to that point. And by the time it was the morning, I was basically in a hammock underneath this grapevine, eating the fruit directly off of the vine as it hangs down. And it was a great way to wake up. And then Eric texted that no Pittsburgh team has won a friggin' playoff game since 2018, and it took me right out of it. So I just want to paint that picture. I want to add color to that picture because that's what happened. That's how far I flew from the heights of the idyllic, romantic, milk and honey and ambrosia type setting of the aristocratic enlightenment ideals of the Greeks. Well, eating grapes directly off the vine in my backyard to then, hey, your teams, they're bad. They're consistently okay, and they make the playoffs, but they're bad, and they haven't been relevant, and it stinks, and pretty much the only like things that they're promoting are just, hey, remember how good we used to be? Remember that? Remember how good we used to be? It's okay. There's time to turn it around, so get your licks in now. We're just going to have to do it the hard way. And travel to Philadelphia, a mean city. City of meanies. It's just mean people. And for some reason that they... If the tables were turned and they just dropped two home games, there would be loud, audible boos coming from the rafters of, I don't know, the Spectrum. I don't know where they play. It's the Spectrum before the time of my birth. And it's just locked in because I've read so many historical hockey books. I played some songs here, and I swear to you, you know Radiohead and the Yeah Yeah Yes and whatever. Who cares? Okay, you know that. Guest Room by the Future Teens, which are playing at Deep Cuts coming up here pretty soon. Molly is going to that show. I'm going to be in Australia. And then My Secret Romance by College. The slowed down version of Blackout Days, which was a little slower than I had remembered. And then M83's Oceans Niagara, which I think I've been saying Nicaragua, which about right for me, I'll be honest. Anyway, those bands, which are great, I hope you got, that was a block. That was for you. That was for those of you composing emails, that group of music you could kind of have on in the background. And that was for your productivity. That was the productivity section. This is now this section of, I'm going to play some songs and you're going to be like, oh, dang, I love that song. Starting with this one.
Something to you.
Okay, there it is, that's it. Okay, yeah, so I played I'm a Lady by Santi Gold, formerly on the album Santo Gold, which was their name when I first started listening to them. And Goth Babe, Sometimes, which I don't know, Andrew, why'd you send me like the shoulder shrug emoji? I can't figure that one out. And anyway, Baltimore by Tennis, which I snuck in there. And the point of that was that I was like, what was an older song? And also, too, anytime I listen to Santi Gold, I kind of do think of Tennis because they're similar times in my life. You're listening to Diagnosis by from the album Dots and Loops from the band Stereo Lamp. I do think this is maybe going to cut it right here for me. I got a whole day. I'm going running with Jordan. Later on, that's been scheduled. We've got an afternoon run. Hopefully it's like, you know, 95 degrees at that point. Probably not. Probably gonna be 42. But maybe the sun will be shining. And we'll just all sort of will ourselves. Yesterday was freezing. It was freezing cold. I don't know who you were or where you were yesterday. It was one of those days where like the weather said it was like 53 or something like that, which like, okay, hey, we had a winter and it was great. Freezing. I don't think my feet warmed up literally once the entire time, except for with Rage during the Penguins game. It looks like a great day out there. I'm going to be out and about. I'm going to be doing my thing. And then, yeah, 3:30 on Willow, Jordan and I are going to be running. So there's that. If you want to see me, you know a time and place in Somerville. But other than that, thanks for texting and thanks for listening. And thanks for just being out there. Please stick around and listen to music you might otherwise miss with TK, who's here in studio for the next 2 hours. He just waved. That's a great medium for us. Gestures. And I'll see you next week. And we're coming into the summer, and I'm gonna be here for the summer, except for the time that I'm in Australia. I'll be here. I know, yeah. Australia. That's right, TK. That's right. I travel. I had to get my passport updated for this whole thing. This is going to be a whole thing. It's going to be a whole friggin' deal. Okay. See you next week.
WMFO in Medford.